Good morning. It is March 18th, 2013. The time is 8:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of New York State where I live and reside on this Monday morning, a day off for me today. I do not have to work. It is my Saturday where it's everybody else's Monday, I guess you could say. And I just got done, actually, this is the second time I'm recording this because I was listening to the original recording, the first recording that I did, and I guess I swiped across the screen and hit the buttons there on the Audio Boo app interface here on my iPad mini and subsequently started a new draft and deleted the old draft. So thus the second Audio Boo attempt here on this Monday morning. But I did get done listening to an Audio Boo from Documentally concerning his reflections on the fears of traditional journalists, and I thought it was pretty interesting to hear what he had to say concerning his run-in with another traditional journalist and his views on the mobile journalism content that is now being provided us all on a majority of newspapers, I guess you could say. It was a very good listen, and it sounds like there are floods from the way Christian was describing there in Cambridge. And we have sort of a pending storm here in the southern tier that will be moving in later this afternoon, another snowstorm, and 2 days before spring. And we're at the end of March, so March seems to want to go out like a lion. So we'll see what happens this afternoon. I'm keeping an eye on it. The boo art to this Audio Boo shows the snowfall setup. Where I'm at, where I'm close to the Susquehanna River, we're expected to get 2 to 4 inches, where the outlining hill area will be getting 4 to 6 inches. And Tioga County is right there on the map, in between the county that has the city of Elmira to the east of us and then the city of Binghamton to the west of us in Tioga County. Tioga County sits right in the middle. I guess I can't think of the county north, but there's Ithaca to the north. And so that's where I am located here in the southern tier, my county of Tioga. And right now, it's sort of, the sun has rose already. It's out there, but it's not, there is an overcast, and I was looking at possibly getting the solar panels out to top off the deep cell battery there for the solar panels, get some solar energy. I haven't checked the battery, my deep cell battery there in a few weeks, so I'm sure it's sitting at about 80-85% capacity, which it normally does when I let it sit this long without checking it, and that's always a good thing to have, I guess, peace of mind, you could say, when you have a pending storm, because it's a little bit easier to get that hooked up for lighting here in the house at night, and I have used it a couple times since I've had it for over a year now, and it's a very neat setup, so it's always... I like talking about it because it's a very functional piece of equipment and tech, I guess you could say, for harvesting solar energy and using it as a result of the technology. You know, even, you know, 3-4 lights at night give you a sense of security and peace of mind. And you don't have the noise of a gas generator going, and you save on the petrol, you could say. But we're sitting here. I'm sitting here on the love couch with Max, looking out the side window at the sky. And we do got some blackbirds that have gotten back in the area, so that's another indication that spring is upon us. But I think they're going to have a rude awakening this afternoon if we do get that snow. So you all have a good one today. And I'm going to try to be careful on not hitting the wrong button as I upload this Audio Boo. But you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. I'm going to be tinkering around this afternoon. You all be fire safe, be fire wise. Learn not to burn. Ciao for now and peace.